There? What the fuck? That was frightening. More demons over there. Oh, no.
Yeah, Vince, this is David. I don't mind doing your show, but I want to be honest with you. A relationship is about honesty. I cannot perform during the summertime. I'm not kidding. I cannot perform during the summertime because that's where I make most of my money, and I'm surviving as a street musician. So if you're going to have, I can only do shows in the fall, not during the Hollywood Bowl season, because that's when I make money. And I don't have anybody to pay my rent. I'm on unemployment. And so I'm just going to be honest with you. I'd like you to book the shows on a Monday. On a Monday. The reason why a Monday is I need my a Monday through on a Monday. The reason why is because the only day I'm free is on a Monday to work to do the radio show. I cannot do it on a week or off Tuesday through that's what I have to help to make my money. I'm gonna be honest with you. I have to be honest with you. So that's the way it has to be. So if I'm gonna do any future shows with you, I can't do them on a Tuesday through Sunday. That's my days. I have to make money. And I definitely can't be performing during the Hollywood Bowl season. So that's when I make most of my money, at the Hollywood Bowl. I just want to be honest with you, you know, because I mean, during that concert with you all, I'm going to lose something like $400 a night performing there, because I make more money at the Hollywood Bowl. So I'm just going to be forearmed, just forewarned. I'm just going to be purely honest with you. You're going to have to book us doing a radio show on a Monday. On a Monday. I'm serious. And I'm just going to be honest with you. Because when the push comes to shove, you don't have the money to pay my rent. Adam Propaganda doesn't have the money to pay my rent. And I'm not going to become homeless. I'll be damned if I become homeless. I love you, but I can't. That's new rules for doing the radio show. No more performing during the summer. That's Hollywood Bowl time. No more. And on a Monday. On a Monday. On a Monday only. I've got to make money to pay my rent. You know. So I wish you the best. And that's, you're going to have to just that way and that way at only. Okay? Enjoy doing the show, but that's all I have to say. I just want to be purely honest. Sorry I was late doing the show, but at least I got there and at least I was able to perform. But Monday from now on, you're going to have to book it around my schedule, because I need the Hollywood Bowl to make money to pay my rent. You know? So I'm just going to be honest with you. The last concert I'm going to do with you on a Friday. I'm going to be honest with you. Come and say, well, let's do a concert on the Friday with the woman and the kids. No more Fridays. That's when I make most of my money at the Hollywood Bowl. I make something like $400 a night. I'm going to lose money during the concert. But since I agreed to do it, I'm going to do it. But I'm going to let you know, on the day that you book me to do shows and to do your radio station, is only on a Monday. So, because it inconvenienced me, and you can't work around my schedule, I can't do it anymore. So, Monday only. Monday only for Mormon radio station. Monday only playing with the band. That's the way it has to be. Or I can't do anything at all. I'm sorry. I just want to be honest with you. And I enjoy performing at your show, but I can't cut into my time when I have to make money. Thank you, and have a nice day, and thanks for letting me on your show.
We'll do it live.
Okay. Broadcasting from downtown Los Angeles.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
It's the More Music Radio Pod.
Do it live. I'll write it, and we'll do it live.
On skidrow.la.
Fucking thing sucks.
Yeah. 5, 4, 3. We'll be right back.
going on, everybody? It's the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la or skidrowstudios.com. All right. Woo! Yeah, we're going to have a party, another party tonight. We always have a party every week. Every week on Thursday, More Music Radio Pod time. 10 o'clock Pacific, 1 a.m. on Friday morning if you're unfortunate enough to live on the East Coast. Well, I guess it's cool to live on the East Coast, right? I mean, I don't want to talk shit about our East Coast pals, you know?
Everyone's got to live somewhere, you know? What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Where you at, Dan? Is Dan's mic up?
That is loud as shit in my headphones.
Oh, okay. Here, lower that red one, then. We're just barely learning how to do this thing.
Yeah. All right. We're here with Sassafras tonight. Man.
There's a little work going on
in the background. We're kind of getting gear set up and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's going good.
We're kicking it.
We're going to be hanging out with these guys on Saturday.
That's right, man. It's coming up.
Hey, on Monday, I was at work and, I found out about it Tuesday, but from our old studio, there was a jumper.
A jumper?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like he jumps really high or like jumps far distance?
Well,
or what happens?
We'll gladly give out the address of our old studio.
You mean in the Olympics?
We don't care.
Somebody from our studio is in the Olympics as a jumper?
Like, yeah. Yeah. No, no, no.
Over, oh, this is a different thing.
Over at 650 South Spring, that's where we used to do our radio show from. Somebody jumped from the penthouse floor.
Wow. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Takes a lot of balls to do that shit.
Yeah.
I couldn't jump from a fucking tall building. Push the mic on button right there. There you go. Are you on?
I mean, we were doing the show from the penthouse.
Loud. Hell yeah. Are you loud? So like the red knob right there on the blue thing. We have some new toys here.
I mean,
since the last time you were on the More Music Radio Pod.
Got that. That's, there we go. I figured it out.
Yeah. We're in a new studio now, man. What do you think?
I like it.
It's awesome.
I like
and
the
now
old
the
one,
whole
but this
band
one's
is here.
Even more professional looking than the last.
Yeah, this is cool, man. We like it here. It's great. Skid Row Studios is blowing up.
Lots of cool artwork.
If I sound weird right now, it's because I don't have any beer. I forgot to go and get some beer. What do you got right there?
Vodka.
All right.
Sweet. You want some?
That's a beer substitute. I'll take a snap of that right now.
Yeah, I'm on a no beer diet.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I replace beer with
because you're so fat. That's why.
You want some common household
LSD? How to get rid of the beer belly.
I hate it when skinny people, they say, oh man, I got to lose weight because I'm getting fat. It just makes me feel like a fucking slob, dude. Oh,
I'm not pushing out.
Every time a skinny person goes, oh, I'm watching my carbs right now. Because
I would rather
that's irritating.
I would rather be fat than be skinny with a gut. Because I look like an Ethiopian child. Like I'm all skinny, 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 and then boom, like I have flies in my belly or something. It just looks really wrong.
That's a sexy look, though.
No, I'd rather be thick all over. You know, that's healthy.
All right.
But instead, I'm skinny everywhere.
Well, you don't want to overhang like I got. It's like overhanging and stuff. I quit smoking, so.
Oh, wow, good.
I fucking gained like 20
right
pounds,
on.
25
Congratulations.
Pounds. Thank you.
Good for you.
I'm trying to be like a Homer on that one episode of The Simpsons where he's like, he wants to get into a moo-moo. Okay. So he keeps eating and eating and see how fat he can get. He starts getting like rolls on his neck and stuff like that. That's what I could tell people, you know. And then they could congratulate me on doing such a great job.
Right.
So, man. So we got a show coming up on Saturday with the man that you just heard at the beginning of the episode, David Lieberhart, mm-hmm. and the kids of Whitney High
and fuck ass
in the Grease Patrol. Mm-hmm. It's 18 and over, too, so the kids can come
right
down.
Oh, right on.
Mm-hmm. David Lieberman?
I didn't know that.
Said?
David Lieberhart.
Lieberhart.
Yeah.
And he does puppetry?
He's like a street performer kind of guy. And for a long time, in like the late 80s and early 90s, he was doing cable access for like a long time. And we would see him on TV, like singing Christian Science songs with his puppets and stuff. Sailor knows about him. Sailor's a fan of the guy. And so he's like a strange character, right? Mm-hmm. And he has his band now. Well, he was on Tim and Eric. Awesome show. Great job on Adult Swim. Mm-hmm. They showcased, you know, his unique personality on that thing, you know, on a couple segments. And he was also at the end of the movie and stuff. But this guy's just like an interesting guy. If you listen to the last episode of the More Music Radio Pod, he was missing. He was AWOL. We were trying to find him. He didn't show up. And then he finally, he wasn't at the place. I was supposed to bring him up at the Music Center. He said he wasn't there. He said he was there looking for me. But what happened was, and we found out later that he was, hold on, let me take a snap of this thing. It's hard to drink and talk at the same time.
Oh, yeah, no, go ahead.
This is me taking a shot of this vodka right now. Yes. I got the shakes right now. Sorry to interrupt that.
Mm-hmm. Take your time, man.
Go intravenous, then you can do a radio show.
Oh, holy shit, that is vodka. I thought you were lying to me. No. Oh, but yeah, so... anyway, he's just an interesting character. He has a band. He's like a punk band.
And his band's really cool,
it's
man.
It's cool,
they're
yeah.
fucking cool. Like, I saw a couple things on YouTube, and that...
It's
was,
cool.
That was pretty rad. Called?
It's called the David Lieberhart Band.
Yeah.
Oh, that's convenient.
Yeah.
Wow, that worked out.
But yeah, but
it's cool, cool that they met that. Up, you know?
Yeah. Because it's a bunch of kind of, like, younger, punky dudes or whatever. Just yeah. Like three-piece. And then he's just singing, and the shit he sings about is incredible. Like, only.
And he's playing the show on Saturday?
And he's playing, yeah. Oh, he's playing. Cool. He's a unique personality. I mean, it's hard to, I don't want to say that he's like retarded or mentally challenged, but he's kind of.
He's kind of
eccentric.
He's functional and stuff.
He's on another level.
His brain is operating in his own world. He's in his own world, in his own land, you know?
Oh, nothing wrong with that. Normal is really overrated as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, that's
Why
true.
Why be normal?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Is it normal to be like that? I don't know. But anyway, so we have Sassafras in studio, and you guys are going to play some live songs. We even have the mini kit that we're going to debut.
It's cute.
We got to figure out, Nick, like the sound thing. We got to plug in some mics and shit, right?
I think we can work this out. I think we'll be okay.
Crank these over and just get them at the amps?
Yeah,
maybe we could do that.
It should be fine to go.
Do we have all the amps? Are we going to use little amps tonight?
Yeah, right here.
All right, cool. Maybe we could just put those on the top or something.
Yeah, we can.
On the top of the table, and we'll figure it out. I mean, we have some stuff here. Jeremy's actually supposed to be here, but he's not here. Maybe we should try to reach that guy. Maybe he can come and help us out with all the technical stuff. But even if he doesn't show up, that's all right. We'll figure it out. And we have some stuff that we're going to play. And let's see. Coming up, we have some Dangerously Sleazy and some Princess Frank.
Hey, look at that.
All right. Look at us all disc jockeying and shit, man. We're fucking pretty fucking radio right now.
It's impressive.
So let's take a break. Let's play these tracks, and we will be back with Sassafras on the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
Check it out.
We're going to call this guy back. It's a fucking rude pizza guy. Call him right now.
Pick up your delivery.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to make you take our order and make you deliver us our pizza anyway. What's that? Take down our order. Take down our order. We're going to make you make it for us.
I'm not the one making it. Go ahead. I'll write it down.
Are you going to make it or are you going to do something to it?
I'm not doing anything. The cook makes the pizza.
So he's going to do... Is he your homeboy or what?
What? What's that?
Is he your homeboy, the cook, or what?
Everyone's close over here, but no one does nothing like that, so don't worry about that. We're not that kind of...
Because you sound like that kind of an asshole that would do something to our pizza.
Hey, homeboy, you're the one who's talking stupid like that right now, man.
You're the one that started all the rudeness. I called up to order a pizza earlier.
Hey, what are you talking about, man? I put you on hold and then you claimed me up.
And then you hung up on me, yeah.
I did not hang up on you. I put you on hold.
Maybe you... Then just admit you might have made a mistake then.
No, I didn't make a mistake.
You might have. How do you know you didn't?
I know for sure I didn't.
Because I was waiting for your ass and you fucking hung up on me. And I just wanted to order a fucking pizza.
Oh, and then I'm the one who's talking rude, huh?
Yeah, well now, because the precedent has been set, fool.
What's up?
The precedent has been set by you.
Hey.
And you're supposed to be the one all professional and shit.
Hey, man, don't be stupid, fool.
All right, well then take down my order.
What's your order?
All right.
What's your address?
One large pepperoni. And don't be doing no funky shit to it either, all right?
Hey, don't tell me that kind of stuff, man. I already told you 10 times.
Why?
Okay.
I just want to see how you like it. I want to see how you like it to be talked to like that.
Hey, I didn't talk to you like that, all right?
All right. This is me teaching you a lesson about respect, fool.
Hey, homeboy, I know my respect, all right? I told you I didn't hang up on you. You kept saying I did.
You got to realize you'd be hurting people's feelings and shit, asshole.
Hey, shut the fuck up, man. Hold on, I got to put you on hold.
All right.
So large pepperoni?
Yeah, do it up. And I want you to, maybe next time when we call to order a pizza, that maybe you might want to be a little bit more pleasant to people and not be hanging up on them and then with an attitude
after. All the customers are pleasant to talk to, okay? I mean, I don't know what's wrong with you.
What's the name of the manager so I could call and tell her?
Her name's G.
Her name's G?
Yeah.
What is that? Is she like G? Like that's her real name?
Yeah,
are you bullshitting me or what?
I'm telling you what her name is. Why you gotta like keep going on with
What's
it?
What's her name? What's her name, full name?
G-U.
G-U? You're fucking with me, man. See, how can I even trust you?
You don't gotta trust me. I don't care about that, bro.
Maybe you don't know what you're doing.
I know what I'm doing, man. Hey, do you want to make the order or not, bro? I'm gonna hang up. I'm honestly gonna hang up this time if you don't want to make the order. It's real busy.
Hey, man, I just want to, you know, fucking, you can tell I'm lonely, right? I want to have a conversation with you, man.
Dude, I ain't got that much time right now. I got other lines on hold.
Come on, dog.
If you want to have a conversation, I could call you some other time. It's not a problem.
Oh, why? Because then what? Then you're going to start threatening me now that you're not at Hard Times Pizza. You're going to be like, this is what you're going to be like when you call me later. Hey, fool, I'm off work now. Why don't you come and meet me over here at the Echo Park Lake, fool?
Listen, man, I'm here at work. I'm doing my job, man. I'm telling you, do you want to make the order or what? What's going on?
Oh, man, I'll call you back, man.
Do you want me to put the order in, though, or no?
Nah.
You don't want to make it?
No.
All right, cool.
Nah.
All right, you got it.
All right. Hey, I'll call you later.
The More Music Radio Pod. Hot Kid Real Drop.
Tonight, who matter what.
Yeah!
message on burningangel.com, telling her I like her crazy pink thong. Asked if I could take her to see you play. Asked if I could come and take her away.
I know you think my thong is nice. I bet you can't afford to pay the price. I have no desire to see a play, but if you want to hang out, I'm free today. Together and make some rock and roll.
Hi, everybody. This is Kazu Nagahama. I'm listening to the Moment music video. No, music, radio station.
More music, podcast. More music, the, radio part.
The more music, radio part.
Yeah, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. We are here with Sassafras. All right. I don't know if you can hear that, but that was you guys playing on Sunday. I went and did a... you know, like on the episode of What's Happening, when Rerun took the recorder in and he was recording the Doobie Brothers and shit. So, like, it's like a Rerun bootleg of the More Music Radio Pod. This is you guys. Just don't sue us. Cool. We like you guys. This is us praising you guys.
Don't
get the lawyers involved. You know what I mean?
Nah.
So we're actually trying to get everything together. We're gonna do a live set right now, or a couple songs at least, right?
Yeah.
Are you guys like? You guys want to try to get some sounds or something?
Sure.
All right. Let me take this down here. All right. Sassafras live in studio. All right. So it's that mic. Here, we'll use this one too.
Okay.
So
okay.
Playing it. Watching you.
We'll do watching.
All right, let's just try one out just for fun, man. Check it out.
Yeah!
Sassafras live on the More Music Radio Pod.
Yeah! It's gonna get loud. Can you hear?
Yeah, I'm good. All right.
See how it sounds.
We'll try. New song, it's called Watching You.
We'll be right back.
like this.
You guys hear a guitar on there? I couldn't really hear a lot of guitar.
It sounds good. I'm just trying to get like a good mix all around.
I think the guitar
needs to go up. Huh?
Yeah, okay. So that's mic 5.
Mic 5?
Mic 5, yeah.
All right.
It's a work in progress. This is actually the first time that... Wow, this fucking thing is loud. This is actually the first time that we're using the mini kit and stuff. It sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Does that
that's
work?
For us live. Yeah,
you couldn't hear vocals, Joe?
If anybody wants to call in and say how it sounds, you know, I don't know. How's it sound on the other end? 800-893-9562.
Yeah, let us know.
Anything you guys want me to turn up, or what do you want me to adjust? Try, or what are you thinking?
Maybe the guitar number 5.
I turned the guitar up.
Let's hear it again. Let's do another one.
Okay.
I'm saying let's like as if I want to hear another one of these things. It sounds fucking awesome.
Yeah. Woo! Can you hear your vocal?
No, I can't.
Okay. Another new one, Mono Party. Goes like this.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. 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 No, that's going to be a T, actually.
Right. Ready?
Hey, Jeremy, I know you're out there. Can you give us a hand gesture? Did you listen to it outside or on your phone, on Stitcher or on the Skid Row Studios app?
I've got this guy holding on the phone, and he says actually the mix sounds pretty good.
Well, let's talk to that
better
guy.
Second time around. So
cool.
Let's
talk to the guy.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to talk to this guy?
What guy?
There's a caller on the phone that wants to talk
to
Sassafras. Caller, you are on the air.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, Sailor. How's it going? It's Chuck.
Chuck who?
Anesthetic Frank Chuck.
Dude, Chuck, how you doing, man?
What's up, man?
Pretty good. Your new stuff is sounding amazing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. This is Chuck, everyone, from an awesome band, one of my favorites, Anesthetic Frank, who we're actually playing with tomorrow in Pasadena at Meow Meow's. I know we have a lot of shows to promote, but Meow Meow's in Pasadena.
Meow, meow, meow.
And we're playing with them and a couple other bands, and that's tomorrow. That's, I believe, all ages. And it's
I think it is.
$4. Hey, but I'm excited to see you guys, man.
I'm excited to hear this stuff live. This shit sounds awesome.
Cool, cool. Can you hear the bass?
Kinda. You know what? I didn't think about listening.
Hey, is mic 3 on? Mic 3?
Yeah, they're all on.
Okay. Talk into that mic.
Anything you want me to turn up? Anything? What are you guys thinking?
There's one mic that doesn't seem on.
There.
Maybe that's
you might have to turn that on. You know.
They're all
on. Through the second song, everything sounded pretty balanced.
Oh, it's okay, because that's cool. Dan's mic.
Check. There it is. All right,
you know,
thanks.
It probably work better, the bass. You probably sound it better if Dan's mic was on, because we're using Dan's mic for the bass thing.
Yeah. Now we should hear the bass.
Whoops.
And that's really the most important thing.
We fucked up. Let's all go home.
The bass was on. It was nice and cutting through, really punchy, but...
Okay, well, we'd be a bit careful now, because you're really going to hear it. Okay.
Yeah, so take it down a little bit.
I'll adjust it, as it goes.
All right.
Hey, so, Chuck, how's it sound out there, man? It sounds good? All the levels are all right, or what?
Yeah, well, like, the first song, it was good, but, like, the vocals were a little low, but as the second one came on, everything kind of balanced out. It sounds really good.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Beautiful.
Cool, dude.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, this is awesome. The live performances on the radio is cool.
Yeah, it's fresh, man.
Yeah, we like it here at SkidRowStudios.com.
Yeah.
You guys have been here, right, Chuck? You guys hang out here at the Pinata Hour?
Yeah.
Chuck, what's up? Chuck, this is your host, Lee, at the Pinata Hour. So I want to ask you. So how do you make up songs? How do you write songs? How do you have met in your band?
Angels appear to us and tell us what to play.
No, but that's a perfect impression of Lee.
Yeah,
right,
that was a pretty good impression.
I work on my impressions.
Right on, man. Well, I'm excited for tomorrow, Chuck.
Yeah, so that's at Meow Meow's.
Meow Meow's.
Everybody has to go to Meow Meow's to get all their punk rock stuff. Like, I like to get all my bracelets and stuff.
Yeah, there. Chuck.
Sailor.
Yeah.
This is Dan.
What's up, Dan?
Oh, hey, Dan.
Dan is Chuck's brother. Who's
Are you
going to
get punk rock bracelets tomorrow at the Meow Meow's?
Am I what?
Are you going to get a punk rock accessories?
Yeah.
At Meow Meow's tomorrow.
We're doing a commercial for Meow Meow's. In other words, we want to tell people to get all their punk rock accessories there.
I'm gonna do the Abercrombie and Fitch thing. I'm gonna wear nothing to promote the clothing.
Oh wow! That's pretty punk rock, actually. I guess.
I'm going to play in my underwear and then try and sell their clothes.
Right on.
Oh, okay.
Sounds exciting.
Sounds sexy.
Oh, well, you know it.
Do you want to ask the band a question? I know you know these guys, but is there something that you always wanted to ask them and that you've just been embarrassed to all these years?
About Sass Brass?
Mm-hmm.
That I've been embarrassed to ask Sass Brass.
Yeah.
Let me think.
Or is there anything you want to admit? Like,
the answer.
No, I got a question.
Okay.
The answer is 3 3/4 inches.
All right, then you. Oh my God, you beat me. I was going to ask how long it's lasted. That was my question.
Oh
no, that was a girth, actually.
That's measuring from my chin.
No, but seriously, Sailor, how long it's lasted?
Flaccid.
How long?
Fuck, dude, I don't know.
We're telescopic, so that's an unfair question.
Well, I haven't measured that shit.
Some guys want to know how big other guys' dicks are so they can compare themselves and say, well, I'm not that small.
Right.
Or if someone else is like, you know, maybe just packing like a normal package, you know, then they go, oh, okay, well, at least
I have so many different flaccid sizes, though. I have, seriously, mm-hmm, sometimes, mm-hmm, you know.
All right, what about Los Angeles, July, hot heat, humidity, flaccid?
It's, I don't know.
Ew, man.
2.5 ounces.
All right, so that's what you wanted to know.
173 centimeters.
Not bad.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, what do you play, man? Dan. So, Dan, there's Dan and Chuck. So, what do you play in Anesthetic Frank?
I'm lead vocals and I play bass.
Mm, cool.
And they're pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. We played some of their music a couple shows ago. Maybe we'll play a track tonight. What do you think about that?
Oh, that'd be sweet.
We'll play that one called Jajumba or something.
Jacumba. It's a city in the desert by San Diego.
Oh, okay. I like that one.
Cool,
man.
Let's play that.
All right, cool. We'll be listening.
All right, cool. We'll throw that in the set, man, coming up.
All right, sass frass. Fucking rock on.
Yeah, all right, thanks for calling, man.
See you guys tomorrow, man.
Yeah.
All right, see you, man. I'm going to give you a fucking hug with a boner.
All right. better be flaccid.
That guy likes you, man. Like, he's going to give you a hug with a boner.
A flaccid boner.
Yeah, I think he fancies right. you, Sailor.
Later. All right, cool. Yeah, all right, cool. So Sassafras is live on the More Music Radio Party. You guys want to do one more? Or do you want to bullshit a little bit? You want to take a beer?
Yeah, I don't know. What do you want to do?
We only get one more?
Let's introduce the band. Of course, everybody knows Sailor.
Yeah, let's do that.
Sailor is the original member and founding member of Sassafras. Right. He's competing with the Mormons for the most members in his band.
Right.
Sassafras plays guitar. And we also have Joe, who this is the first time to the More Music
Radio Uncle Pod. Joe. I'm Uncle Joe. I'm moving kind of slow, and I play bass.
Yeah. You still got it.
Thank you.
Yes.
And there's a new drummer.
Yes.
Hello. Brand Spanky, still got the tags on him.
Anthony Cinetti, quiet and shy, but...
You're a shy guy?
Well, you just got to get to know me.
No, all right. We want to crack that nut, man. We want to crack that nut tonight on the More Music Radio Pod.
Yeah, have a beer.
That sounds unclean.
We got another caller. Do you guys want to talk to this a caller from 805? They're paying long distance for this call.
All right.
Caller, you're on the air.
I'm not paid. It's 800. What's up, guys?
Hey, who's this?
It's Esmeralda.
Esmeralda.
Yeah, Esmeralda, the president of the Mormons fan club.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Are you coming to the show on Saturday?
I'm kind of far away right now, but...
Oh, really?
Are you in jail again?
No, she
called the last time at the end of the show, and she was locked up for a while.
No way!
Tell the story, Esmeralda, now that everybody's listening here on the More Music Radio Pod.
I know, she's got like the jail echo right now.
DUI.
You got a DUI?
Yes, guys. On drink and drive.
Yep.
Damn it.
No good.
Where did you get it? Did you get a checkpoint or where are the hot spots?
Just a regular old red light I ran.
Oh, okay.
That's definitely some institutional.
But I hit another car though.
You hit another car? So it's just a regular old running the red light, but you hit another car crossing the intersection?
Yeah, I forgot about that part.
Did you total your car?
I totaled somebody else's car because it
wasn't
mine.
Uh oh, not good.
Oh man, whose car did you total?
My friend.
Is that person still your friend? Is it a guy?
Yeah.
See what guys will do? They'll let a girl use their car.
I get it.
Crash the fucking car.
Totaled it.
Did you at least give him some?
No.
Didn't even give him any. Shit. Wrecked his car. Didn't give him shit.
Damn.
He's probably in love with you and shit, too. And he's just like, it's okay.
Yeah.
No, I think he's now.
That's fucked up.
So nobody was hurt.
Who else is there?
Well, Jeremy is here, actually walking around. Dan is here. You want to say hi to Dan?
Hey, Dan.
Hey, Esmeralda. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. Actually, I was last 2 days. I was like puking up some like funky orange chicken.
Uh-huh.
What the fuck?
From Panda Express.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's there to go there.
But yeah, I dropped like 20 pounds. It's cool.
I was going to say, you look kind of thin.
Another skinny guy that's losing weight.
Yeah, so I'm
not that. You're going to be too skinny.
So I fully endorse the Panda Express orange chicken diet. So right. Just like puke up like 20 pounds of your life.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Jenny Craig?
Hit up the one on Hollywood and St. Andrews.
Yeah. Delicious. Cool. I'm hungry. I'm losing weight too, though, myself, man.
I know.
I started doing these exercises today called afterburn exercises, and they're fucking intense, man.
Really?
Yeah, they're intense. I've lost almost 10 pounds.
What the fuck? Dude, I mean, you're not like, if no one's ever seen you before, you're very thin.
So you're losing
more weight? Are you anorexic?
You lost 10 pounds like today?
No, over the last 3 weeks.
Do you have like a teenage girl's self-image or something? You're like, I'm too fat.
It's the fucking beer belly, man. I hide it well. I hide the beer belly well, but it's big, dude. It's it's huge under there.
Is it soft while you're trying to get like a six-pack?
I mean,
pack
when
or
I stand up straight in the shower and just let my belly hang, I can't see my dick.
Oh, you got dick do.
I got, yeah.
You know what dick do is?
No.
That's when your stomach sticks out farther than your dick do.
I pretty much have had that. It's reduced a lot in the last 3 weeks. I've been dieting.
Oh,
and
wow.
Yeah.
I never thought.
I
never thought.
I look like an Ethiopian.
I got dick do.
Like an Ethiopian child. Like they're skinny.
Yeah.
But their belly's full of flies and maggots, so they've got this huge.
Well, you're lucky you don't have to push like or lift up your overhang to like see your dick.
Right. You don't have feet, do you?
How does this conversation turn this way?
You know, my dick, when it get hard, you know, like I could, maybe the head will stick out a little bit. I see the very tip, you know.
A little bit turtly.
And you could, I mean, if you, and then you could, by that, you can kind of see how big my dick is by seeing how big my stomach is. You know, if I told you that, you figure, well, it sticks out a little bit past. You'd be like, damn, that's a big one, you know?
Wow.
Compared to the big belly.
That's good. That's good. Mm-hmm.
Got to lift it up.
I like
There's some good stuff underneath there, man. Let me tell you.
Hey, you guys. The Dharma Bums are playing in Bakersfield this weekend.
All right. The Dharma Bums.
They just played there, I thought.
No, they're going to.
You know, I think we're going to play with the Dharma Bums on September 15th. I think we're going to be going to Bakersfield with the Dharma Bums and maybe Hands Like Bricks, but I don't think... I talked to Mike from Hands Like Bricks the other day at a show, and he said that they might not be able to make it. So we'll see. But the Mormons will be in Bakersfield. So.
Cool.
Okay,
cool.
I'll go.
Maybe Sassafras can take their spot.
I love Bakersfield.
Yeah?
Love it.
All right. Maybe we can get you up there, man.
Well, I know. I got a bunch of homies there in a way.
Let's do it.
Yep.
Let's compare our dick dues.
Yeah, let's do it.
Cool. Well, thanks for calling the More Music Radio Pod, Esmeralda.
Okay, no problem. I'll see you guys soon.
All right, then.
Bye.
Hey, how's it sound over there, by the way, before you hang up?
By the way, Esmeralda called 800-893-9562.
Like that's you how, should if you want to talk to the guys to in right Sassafras.
And everybody else should call.
Yeah, everybody else should call just like Esmeralda did. 800-893-9562. All right.
I can't hear because I'm in the bathroom because last time you yelled at me because I was sitting too close to...
Are you sure you're not busted again?
Her bathroom is the same as her bedroom.
I had to use the phone. My buddy had it up her butt.
It sounds like you're waiting in the cell for processing or something.
Sounds like institutional reverb.
And this is the one I called.
Well, cool. Thanks for calling, Esmeralda.
Okay, cool.
We'll talk to you soon. Come on Saturday to the Blue Star when we're the Mormons will be playing with Sassafras, Kids of Whitney High, and David Lieberhart.
And Fuck Ass and the Grease Patrol.
And Fuck Ass and the Grease Patrol.
They're my favorite.
All right, cool. I'm going.
All right, later on, Esmeralda.
Okay.
All right. That was Esmeralda. All right. She just got out of jail. She had a DUI. That sucks, you know?
Yeah, dude.
I never gone through that. I don't want to go through that shit. Yeah. Have you guys ever got arrested for DUI or anything like that?
Is this
Uncle
wood?
Joe?
I've never gotten arrested for anything.
Really?
Knock on some wood.
Just slightly threatened and menaced by the police, but never actually arrested.
Have you committed any crimes in your life? Let's be honest here.
No, not as far as you know.
So this is the first time that we've actually had you in studio, man. So
right. Yes, thank you. It's exciting.
Yeah, we talked to you on the phone one time.
I remember that.
Yeah, that was fun.
And speaking of revolving members,
right?
Joe is, you know, he's going to stick with us.
He's been around for a while.
Over a year.
Yeah.
But I just want to put the word out there that we, you know, unfortunately, in a way, we are looking for a new bass player.
Really?
Yeah. Got to find one. Because
what happened, Joe? Tell us the truth. You don't get along with Sailor, right?
These guys need to get on the road and start touring, and I can't tour. I've got a job.
Oh, shit. You got one of those things, too?
Yeah, yeah.
I hate those things, man. What's your job?
It's inconvenient. I do website stuff.
Website
internet
stuff?
Animation, flash animation.
Oh, okay, cool. Can't you do that on the road?
No, not easily.
No?
Yeah.
No, you should talk to Jeremy because he could do stuff like anywhere in the country.
Yeah, I work for this really cool place called the Illusion Factory.
Couldn't he do that, Jeremy? I mean, essentially you could work from anywhere, right? If you just have an internet access. We're gonna get into the nerd talk right now.
Yeah, I'm part of a team though. We gotta be together.
Yeah. That's troublesome, but yeah, I'm pretty much working from anywhere at this point.
Yeah, if you're going solo, yeah, definitely you can do that.
Yeah.
Well, shit. I just want to try to keep Joe in the band, man. I mean, I've been attached to him.
He'll always be welcomed, and he's always an honorary member. We just, you know, we need someone who can get on the road and stuff like that.
Right.
We love Joe. It's nothing, you know.
When are you planning to go to...
Just whenever we...
This is it, man. This is the last one.
No. Until we start looking, you know, we got to look. We've just been kind of letting the people in the scene, bands that we play with and stuff, letting them know. Because it's hopefully it's somebody I know or know through friends rather than just some stranger.
Mm-hmm. But if there's any good bass players out there listening right now, you know, fuck off.
Well, I hope that you're not completely out of band. I hope that we'll see you at least playing locally and stuff. You know,
maybe for the time being.
Just have a guy that say, okay, that I'll just go on tour with you guys.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
We're talking about that.
What if it's somebody that's just like, okay, I want to do it, but I want to be in the band. I want to play bass forever and ever.
Well, I mean, we'll have to, you know, Joe has really raised the bar when it comes to playing bass. You know, he's a great bass player.
So this is like, he's like already the senior bass player in the band.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like,
well, we've only had two bass players. The first one only played for 6 months. Mm-hmm. We haven't had as many bass players as mm-hmm. you think. You know, Joe's
I'm first chair bass.
Yeah, he's only the second bass player of Sassafras, mm-hmm. and he's been in the band for almost 2 years. So,
how many members of Sassafras?
Total
throughout history,
there were three, mm-hmm. four, five, six. Not including myself.
Okay.
And then, so four have gone, or no, sorry, five have gone. And
that's not counting the Memphis Horns or the Kronos Quartet strings.
You know what? We got another call. Caller, you are on the air with Sassafras. What up? What you want?
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Tommy.
Okay.
Is that Tommy? That voice.
Is that Tommy?
It's Tommy. Tommy.
Oh, yeah.
Tommy, we know Tommy. He's Anthony's friend. Tommy is an awesome drummer from a band called One High Five, I believe.
Yeah, yes.
That's
And Tommy is a cool dude.
From Korea?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, thanks for helping with the drums, Tommy.
Yeah, Tommy always...
Not today, but before.
Yeah, Tommy always helps out with the drums. How you doing tonight, Tommy?
I'm doing all right. Oh,
whoa! Hey, what's going on, Tommy? Relax, man.
Hey, Tommy.
What are you doing over there, Tommy?
Tommy, did you eat any puppy tonight?
Did any what now?
Eat any little puppies?
Yeah.
Oh no!
Did you hate any Japanese today? You know, Korean jokes or something.
He actually does. He has tried puppy before.
Yeah, we talked to one of our guests last week, Kazu Nagahama. He said that he ate dog, too. He said it's pretty good.
Yeah, puppy's good. I like the chewy centers.
What kind of dog was it that you ate? Because it was probably my kind of dog that I have, actually.
Right.
No, I haven't.
He's like, right.
Yeah, no, I'm serious. I have a Jindo, and they're Korean dogs that are made for eating.
I think they just ground them
out. You got that right, for sure.
Jindo? Yeah. No. Honestly, like if you feed them butter, they smell like pancakes.
Oh my gosh,
yummy!
It's kind of weird. Like they kind of smell delicious after a while. Like
you're making me hungry.
Yeah, I know. My dog was making me hungry. It was kind of fucking weird.
Where's the Miss Butterworth?
hey, Tommy, are you coming to the show on Saturday?
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to be going to that show.
Hell yeah.
Can I talk to Anthony for a little bit?
Absolutely.
No. I'm right here.
Anthony, the newest drummer of Sassafras. Let's hope it sticks.
He's been playing with us for over about 6 months. And yes, I keep telling him he has to be the last drummer.
The last one. That's it, man. Come on, don't quit. Drummers are hard to find.
Yeah.
It is, yeah.
What's up? What do you want?
Hey, how big's the bass drum? It sounds like a basketball.
16. Oh,
this is
a mini kit.
It's like a hip gig kit.
I was actually just going to say this before you started talking because he was talking about you being a drummer. If you have a complaint about the drums, they're mine. So don't get on.
Yeah, so don't be talking shit, all right? Because the guy who owns them is right here.
I'm just saying. Don't blame your buddy for sounding shitty. They're just my backup drums.
It's actually a really cool kit, Tommy. You'd like it.
It looks cool.
It looks like a little kid's kit. It's like a 16 and a 10 and a 13. Like it's really, really tiny.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's
going to
help with my back, that's for sure.
Yeah. Easy to carry. Yeah, it fits in your
pocket. Yeah, that has
practice. Right on.
Cool, Tommy.
Does that answer your question?
Who is Tommy? Does Tommy play an instrument? Are you in a band, Tommy?
Yeah, he's a drummer.
Yeah, remember?
In One High Five.
First thing I said.
Band's called.
What is it?
His band.
Tommy is...
Hey, you're the one giving me the vodka.
I'm sorry. Tommy,
Tommy, go ahead.
What are you guys playing, Tommy?
Tommy? I play the drums in the band called 195.
When's your next gig?
Oh, actually on the same day, Saturday, except we have a daytime show.
Yeah,
no one go to that.
Yeah, just drop this call. No, I'm just kidding. Where are you guys playing at?
I'm actually not sure yet.
Perfect.
Go to Russia. Good promoter, Tommy. Good job promoting. That's okay. We're not very good promoters either. Man.
I think he's playing terrible at the, promoter. I think he's playing. I think they're playing at the Blue Star, actually.
Yeah, so be there.
Right on.
At 3 p.m.
Okay.
Cool.
Well,
be there. Yeah, man. So, thanks, Tommy. Is there anything else you want to ask about how big someone's dick is or something like the other guy the last time? Nothing else?
No, I think I'll pass because I think I already know.
Yeah, right.
You've already seen it or
just
what?
Just post it to Facebook.
Seen him?
You caught us. We're gay.
You guys got busted being gay.
Yay, we're gay.
There's nothing wrong with that.
That's funny.
There's nothing wrong with getting busted being gay. It's just embarrassing. That's all.
It's kind of androgynous.
It's like don't ask, don't yell.
Well, cool, Tommy. Thanks for calling the More Music Radio Pod, man.
Oh, no problem. I had fun.
Cool, man. Right. Hey, sit back and listen because we got some more stuff coming up from Sassafras, and we're going to play some songs right now, too. We're going to hear some 8-bit, and we're going to hear some Kids of Whitney High coming up on the More Music Radio Pod. So we will be right back with Sassafras. All right.
Yeah.
Hello, Peter Wang.
Hola, oh yeah.
Peter Wang.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, your mother. Fuck you, your brother. Fuck you, your grandmother. Fuck you.
The More Music Radio Pod. Broadcasting international downtown Los Angeles. On Skid Row.
A big dump, but a butt sticks out. Now there's a big lump on the floor of my room. What you gonna do? Now I've gotta clean it up. Man, I fucking had enough. Now she's freaking out like on an acid trip. Thinking she's a nom, but she's sitting on the hip of my friend that's allergic to the feline race. I wish she'd come over here, but she's in outer space.
Mr. T is and you listen to the More Music Radio Pod at skidrow.la.
I see pretty girls.
this is Karen Centerfold, the perfect 44 double D 2636. You're listening to the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la.
All right, we are back on the More Music Radio Pod with Sassafras, man. I'm having a good time, man. Thanks for the vodka. Make me feel normal. Push that button. Is that button on right there? Is
it? It's red? On.
All right, yeah, there we go.
Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah, Nick had to plug you in right now. Everybody, okay. Nick, our engineer.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nick. Good job, Nick. Good job, good job.
How you doing, Nick? You doing all right, man? Nick is from Pomona.
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm just trying to get good levels for these guys.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Yeah. Nick, yeah. Nick, yeah. You've been looking for some pussy lately, man. So have you had any leads?
You're
horny
like,
right now, right?
Nah, that was like only for like a week or two. Now I'm back to like, fuck it. I got music to work on.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah, have you got your pee-pee wet or anything?
Nah, but the music's always more important, dude.
Yeah.
Pussy comes and goes. Music, it will always be forever.
That's true.
So, yeah.
But a little pussy, though, it feels good, though, here and there, right?
Help inspire some music.
Yeah. On a scale of 1 to 10, Nick, how horny are you? Because I see you on Facebook saying, and Jeremy brought this up, too, remember?
That was, like, weeks ago, though. Have you seen any more posts from me of, like, hey, what up?
Dude, I mean, I would think that the girls are, like, all into you, though. You know what
Not
I mean?
Not even, dude. That's what some of my friends back home are saying, too. And it's, like, any girls I've met over here, it's just, like, at shows, just like, hey, what's up? What's your name? Kick back, whatnot.
I think you're a cool dude. And
thanks, man.
Like, I think you guys
have a whole case of water.
Yeah, you guys thirsty? There's stuff to drink. We got some beers now.
Water and beer in the fridge.
Anybody need anything?
Mescaline.
Does anybody know any cute girls for Nick so he can have sex with a cute girl?
You know what? Come to the show on Saturday. We'll hook you up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can fix you up with Tommy for one high five.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's Anthony's.
Hey, man, back off.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ant. Sorry, Anthony.
Anthony.
You know, actually, you look just like Anthony when he used to have long hair and glasses.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Dude, your drummer?
Yeah, he used to have long hair, just length as yours, and glasses.
Actually, you guys do kind of look alike.
Yeah.
A little bit, maybe.
A little bit.
Long lost.
You're from Pomona, and he's from Pittsburgh. It's like
two peas.
Pittsburgh. That's cool.
Two peas.
Yeah.
Two peas in a pod.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I know, huh?
Well, it's good to see you, Nick.
It's good to see you too, dude.
We have the best engineer, and I don't want to take anything away from Mindy or anything because she does a great job. In fact, we heard some Dangerously Sleazy at the top of the set.
Oh, Mindy does engineer?
Yeah, she works the piñata hour.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Saturday nights.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Nick's our homie.
Is Dangerously Sleazy, are they still playing? Because I know...
Yeah, they're starting to play again. Yeah.
But with a different bass player?
Yeah, they got a new bass player. They said that a show they played last Saturday at the Redwood, it's their last show maybe till like September. So they'll just take a break in August.
Because I know Dez left or something, right?
Yeah, they got a new chick on bass.
Got it. Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
all right.
And actually, coming out of the break, we heard Kids of Whitney High with Pretty Girls. And before that, we heard 8-Bit with Daruma.
Cool.
That's about our cat.
I remember you guys played some really cool stuff last time I was here.
Yeah. And now we ran out of just cool stuff to play.
It was cool, man. I remember.
No, actually, we got a lot of cool music, man. We've been getting a lot of really good stuff, you know, like from a bunch of our friends. You know?
I can't remember what it was, though, but.
Yeah, if you want your music to be played here, just hit us up and send some stuff.
Send some stuff over to moremusicradiopod@gmail.com. Send some MP3s of your band, and then we'll take a listen to it.
We've got
to
play some Anesthetic Frank next.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're going to play some Anesthetic Frank coming up.
They just got a new drummer
a few months ago, and I must say, it's like...
They got like...
Rad.
they got a new album out, right?
It just came out. I think it's still with their old drummer.
A new album?
I think.
Yeah, they got a new album.
I think their stuff that they've recorded so far has been with the old drummer, but they do have a new drummer that plays live, and they've gotten really, really awesome. Even more so.
Cool. Ah, so you guys drunk yet?
Nope.
I got a buzz.
I got a huge tolerance because I quit drinking beer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I substitute every time I would drink beer, I drink vodka now. So now it's like...
Now it doesn't do anything for
right.
you. Right. You don't mix it with anything?
Nothing.
That's it?
It's no, it's part of the diet. No extra sugar, calories, nothing.
Skinny diet.
Isn't it? Because alcohol vegan.
It's part of the alcoholic diet, all right?
Yeah, man.
No, I've actually cut back. I only did it for like a week, and then I realized, like, holy shit, what am I doing? You know, like, not only am I ruining my liver twice as fast, but I'm like, you know, you really can't win with alcohol because all alcohol turns into sugar, all sugar turns into fat. So, you know, might as well have a fucking beer. But
when I've
acquired
weight.
A taste, let's just say that. And I bought two giant handles of vodka that are in the freezer. So that's why I'm still drinking it. You know, once they're gone, then I'm going to go back to beer. But it's like I have.
Yeah, that shit goes bad quick. So you better drink it.
No, but I have two giant handles I need to get rid of, you know?
At least you killed that enormous tapeworm that you had.
You know what? Yeah. I do have a tapeworm.
You do?
I feel like I do.
Eat up. Yeah.
You'll be fine.
You got the. I'm telling you, man.
I'd be eating a lot more if that were the case.
You know, when I lose weight, it's the depression diet. You know what I mean? But I mean, I've been happy for like a few years, so I just keep getting fatter and fatter. So.
Oh, I'm on a big depression diet. I love eating and napping.
Oh, that's the best.
Yeah, I eat and nap, and that's all depression right there.
Bang.
Just go back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrible.
So, what do you think of your new lineup, man? I mean, you got a new drummer. We were talking about Tommy, right? Is that your drummer? Did I say the wrong name again?
You're joking.
No, I am.
Yeah. He jokes like that.
Yeah, I joke around.
This is Anthony Cinetti, and yes, Anthony Cinetti is the sassafras drummer.
Tommy was the guy who was in love with him, right? Is that what
yes,
it was?
Okay, yes,
cool.
Yeah.
Hey, we got a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Caller, you better say something, or I'm going to give your 760 area code number out, and we're all going to call you. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hello? Is this Vince?
Yeah, hi. How you doing? Sounds like somebody with a lot of like resentment in their voice and shit. Is this Vince? The fucking
It's your ex bass player.
Oh, hey, what's going on? This is Joe from the Dharma Bums.
Yeah, right. I do have a lot of resentment. Thank you very much, Vince.
Wait, right. Joey
from the Dharma
Jimenez.
Bums.
Jimenez.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Jimenez. Yeah. Don't call him Jose though. Taylor? He gets mad.
Joe, no
I'll
way, Jose.
To you guys right now. I just wanted to say what's up.
What's up, man?
No resentment, Vince.
No resentment? Joe is actually a...
Singer of the Dharma Bums.
And a member of the Mormons.
And a member of the Mormons.
We don't say former member because if once you get in the Mormons, you're never out until we rape you out.
Dude, right. We did mobile unit. We did fucking... We had moments.
That's right.
You got punched in the face.
Did you get... No, he got punched in the shoulder.
It was my shoulder, but it hurt.
Who punched you?
Salvadorian, dude.
What the fuck?
A little like, he was like 4 feet, but he had his homies backing him up.
Damn.
That was the day, that's the white people attack video.
Yeah.
I think that was my birthday, actually.
What's going on over there? Are the kids of Whitney High there?
No.
No, man, that was the last couple weeks ago. What's the matter with you, man? See why you're not in the band anymore, foo?
No, damn. I'm just smoking a lot of
you
pot
gotta be
right now.
Present.
What you been up to, man?
I called earlier, but the phone was ringing and I had to step away, so I kind of had to hang up. But
how you doing, Joe?
Pretty good, man. We're going to Bakersfield tomorrow.
Oh yeah,
I wanted to call and tell everybody in Bakersfield to come to our shows.
Yeah,
do you guys
go
have
to their shows.
Any listeners in Bakersfield?
Yeah,
we're big up there.
No, but I do know people in Bakersfield. Where are you guys playing in Bakersfield?
We're playing in Sandrini's and then at the Mint on Saturday.
Yeah, Sandrini's is a pretty cool place, man.
Hey, so Joe, are we also playing together on the 15th of September over there? Is that going on or what? Everybody, or is everybody bailing out because the Mormons are on there now?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, cool. So we'll see you up there then. I think Hands Like Bricks are not going to make it, from what I understand. So if that's not going to happen, then maybe Sassafras can come up there.
Maybe.
Dude.
Do you think
I'm
Joe?
So excited for this weekend. And if we had like a round two with the Mormons and Sassafras, that would be the shit.
Yeah. Let's do it, Hans.
We're down.
Who's there right now?
Well, Sailor and Joe
and Amy and Dan and Anthony and Jeremy and the
which Joe?
Joe, our bass player,
Joe Dean. And we got Steve Buscemi in the house. Meryl Streep is here.
That's right.
He's asleep on the floor.
A bum Santa Claus just left. Mm-hmm. A bum Santa Claus.
Meryl Streep has a weird face. Can you tell her that she has a fucking weird face?
I like her face.
I will tell her. I don't like her
face. And this is coming from a guy with a weird face.
You have to be old.
For me to say that.
Yeah, we'll get right on that.
Wow,
we'll tell her that.
That's a good point.
Thank you, Sailor.
Hey, yeah. So is there anything that you want to ask Sassafras, man, that you've been afraid to ask all these years, but now you have to?
Ask us. While I'm drunk.
Oh, shit. You know what? I do have a couple questions for...
Fuck. All right. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's see. Actually, I haven't been to a... This is my question number one. I haven't been to a Sassafras show in like a while.
Right.
And we haven't played a show together in a while.
Right.
What's the lineup right now?
Lineup right now.
You're not listening to the fucking show, Joe.
Yeah.
I wasn't.
That's okay. Lots of people might have just tuned in.
You're out of the band again, man.
You're in, and now you're out again.
Okay. Yes, Sassafras has had some lineup changes, and this is the lineup right now. Mm-hmm. We have Joe Dean on bass. We have Anthony Cinetti on drums.
Yeah, we have to repeat it for Joe.
And myself on guitar and vocals. And that's it.
It's a power trio now?
It's power trio.
Now, you guys have always been a three-piece, no?
No, we used to have another guitar player.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
He bailed.
Well, so what happened with that, man?
He bailed. He just bailed.
He didn't like it, or what?
He said he wanted to do his own thing.
But, yeah, okay.
What's the story with that, though? I mean, was it a bad thing?
I sensed
badness.
No. There was...
Hey, man, I've been doing this a long time, man.
You must have sensed it, because I sure the fuck didn't see it coming, and neither did Joe. The guy said he wanted to do his own thing, but yet has not... as far as I know, like, done anything as far as music is concerned.
Do you talk to him?
Well, maybe something's percolating.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're talking about your original bassist?
No, the original bassist was only in the band for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
He's long gone.
Is that when you guys had the guy playing on the trash can?
That was JXPX. That shit lasted for like 6 months. That's a speck in our history now. That's like...
was your first... We played your first show together, man, at the Redwood.
Oh, really?
It was Sassafras, the Dharma Bums, and Siberian Summer Camp.
Holy shit. Wow. That was a long time ago.
I remember your first show, bro.
I think I remember that now. Wow. Fuck. You're right. Anyway, got through some lineup changes, but it's a three-piece now. It's pretty fresh, although we're looking for a new bass player.
Are you starting to get used to getting new people now and losing new people? Like, it's a weird thing when people sometimes, yeah. I mean, most of the time, I got to be honest, most of the time, people leave because they're unhappy.
Right.
Or they don't like you or something.
Right. Yeah, that's the worst part about changing members is the whole drama that can come from it, you know? Yeah. And a lot of people just take other people's word and blah, 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 whatever. That's the worst part. But changing members is whatever. It happens. Yeah. You know,
I kicked a member out. That was hard. It was hard as fuck.
Oh, like, man, that's rough when you have to kick them out.
The worst part for me has just been like backlash. You know, people just talking shit afterwards. You know, that's the worst part.
Yeah.
But other than that, changing members, it's like, it's actually been really good because each time it changes, it gets closer and closer to just awesomeness. Like fucking having Anthony, you know, our drummer's fucking amazing.
And then people hate you more and more because you're good at what you do.
Right.
And you just keep kicking ass and you keep falling on your feet and, you know, whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking when I saw you guys on Sunday. I'm like, man, these guys are really fucking good. Like, they are really, like, kind of setting the fucking bar.
We work hard,
for,
man.
For, like, bands, you know?
We seriously work fucking harder than most Los Angeles bands, I have to say. You know, we had four shows this week, you know, right, including Saturday's show. We practice every week. I mean, we...
Where did we play on Sunday?
At the Redwood.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In the afternoon.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
So many mm-hmm. shows can't keep track. But, like, we work really fucking hard. You know, we are a hard-working band, and, you know, people want to say we're good, then that's good.
Hey, Joe,
you
is there...
You guys are really hardworking. I saw... One time, I saw Joe... Joe Dean, he did a cock push-up. Yeah. Awesome. I was like, damn, these guys work hard.
If he did a cock-up.
Still sore, too.
Well, cool, Joe. Hey, is there a song that you want to request? Because I think these guys are going to play another song right now.
What's that one song?
Now we're testing out how much of a sassafras fan you are. You got to name out, call out a song.
Just hum it.
That one where I scream.
Just hum it.
The one that says, "My sassafras is a loaded gun."
That sassafras song.
Is it, you guys want to play that?
Yeah, we'll do it.
Okay, cool. We're going to, I keep saying weird. Well, we're going to hear Sassafras play that song for you, Joe.
Just for you, Joe. All
right, and this is. This is.
I want to hear Eaters of Shit.
All right, cool. Maybe we'll play that after, man. You're going to come on Saturday, right?
I would if I would, but I'm going to be in Bakersfield.
Oh, yeah, that's right. All right, dude.
Have a good show, man.
Hey, well, you know what? I think Skid Row Studios is going to broadcast live from there, so maybe you could hear it on your smartphone. Where, are we going to do that, Jeremy? Yeah, Jeremy said, yeah, sure. Let's do that.
I'll try to get the word out about Skid Row over there.
And okay, cool.
More music video pod.
Yeah, please do that, man.
I'll tell everybody when I'm out there, I'm going to tell everybody about Skid Row.
All right, cool, man. Come back and say hi to us, too, when you come back. All right,
guys.
All right, Joe. Later on, man.
Later, Joe.
All right. That was Joe from the Dharma Bums and formerly of the Mormons. All right. So we're going to hear another song from Sassafras. All right. And we're going to hear a Sassafras song live on the More Music Radio Pod. All right. We'll be right back. Awesome, man. That sounds so fucking great.
Thank you.
You guys going to give us another one?
Sure, why not?
Which one are you going to play right now?
Another new one. A little bit more dancier and mellower.
All right.
Trying to do different shit.
Cool. I got because I got a couple moves that I learned that I want to try to bust.
All right. Might be able to groove to this one a little bit.
All right, cool.
Maybe.
Jesus
we'll
juice.
See. It's called Jungle Jesus Juice. Or whatever the fuck. Jesus Juice.
On the More Music Radio Pod.
Thank you.
We are going to play another couple songs and we will be back on the More Music Radio Pod with Sassafras. All right.
Hi, this is Jim Schrader. You are listening to the More Music Radio program on skinbro.la. We'll be right back.
www.skidrow.la. Are you FAA or FCC?
We're DIY.
DIY? What's that mean?
Do it yourself.
Do it yourself.
And this is Adam Papagan.
You're listening
to the More Music Radio Pod on Skid Row. Just like we promised, guys from Anesthetic Frank, we did play a Jacumba. That was your song from Anesthetic Frank. Those guys are playing Friday at Meow Meow's. Friday at Meow Meow's with Anesthetic Frank, Sassafras. And if you didn't get enough Sassafras on Friday, you'll roll out Saturday to the Blue Star 2200 East 17th Street, Los Angeles. And you'll actually catch us. We're probably better on the radio because you don't have to look at our faces, but it turns out we're actually a pretty decent band live. So if you want to have a good time, hang out. Bring your pregnant underage kid because it's like a you might want to turn your mic on. Let's see. Your mic's off, I think. But anyway.
Awesome. Hello, hello. Hi, yeah, Dan. How are you?
Oh, everything's going
good. Hello, Joe. How are you tonight?
Everyone's out on a little smoke break, you know.
Turn on Joe's mic. Maybe
let's
he
get
can
it going.
Come. All yeah. right. All right. Yeah. All right.
Can you feel it?
Yeah.
But, yeah. That was a good break cool. you guys took.
Blow, no, anyway, fly. Blow, fly.
On the one that's green, I think, the one that's plain, just take the volume down a little bit on it.
Yeah, let me fade this out a little bit. You like that?
Attention all units. This is Sergeant Stenko.
This, I love this movie. Of course, you know this movie, right, Joe?
We are changing from a code 3 direct pursuit to a code 2.
No, I'm not recognizing.
Completely lost. This is...
War a Lost movie from Cheech and Chong. These two guys, they like to smoke marijuanas.
I've heard tell of Cheech and Chong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're back on the More Music Radio Pod. Your bandmates are downstairs still smoking their cigarettes.
Yeah, they're smoking cigarettes. He goes vegan, but he's still smoking them cancer sticks.
So, Joe, you are actually an older member of Sassafras. I mean, you've been around for a while, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm older than their dads.
Are you serious?
I'm just guessing, but yeah, probably.
So you are kind of like even though Sailor is the leader of Sassafras, mm-hmm. you're still older. Do you have like a role in the band where you're kind of like the wise?
Exactly.
The wiser
person? I'm the sane one. I'm the rudder. Mm-hmm. I keep things, you know.
Like the sage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm the go-between. I'm the mediator.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any problems dealing with these kids? I mean, what do you think about these kids?
No, yeah, I think they're great. I mean, Sailor's, I'm so impressed with him. He makes mm-hmm. up such great tunes. Anthony's an incredible drummer.
Yeah. A lot of people don't like Sailor, though, because he's really... I think it's because his personality is so strong, but and he's also really good at what he does.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that. But, yeah. I like him. I like him. So that's all I care about.
Yeah. I don't know if you... you were listening at home the last time that Sassafras mm-hmm. was on. Are these guys stuck outside right now? Hold on a second. That's Sailor right now. Hold on. I think they're stuck outside.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Okay.
Why don't we just leave them there forever and ever?
Why don't you just leave them? Yeah. Let's just take the show. Let's just do the show.
We'll close the show out. All you really need is bass. Bass is all you really need. I think Lennon said that.
So how many years have you been playing? I mean, this is obviously not your first band because you're really good.
Let's see. Can't carry the one at 75 years now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm. And you're about like 77 years old.
Yeah. Actually, this bass right here, mm-hmm. I bought in 1978.
Wow. I was only 1 year old.
I was 20.
Oh, really? Cool. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that
I just turned 54.
All right. Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Yeah. And you're mm-hmm. still doing it. That mm-hmm. gives me hope, too, because, like, I'm 35. And, like, I feel a little bit older than mm-hmm. the kids that are doing it right now. I mean, there are people that are, like, in their early 20s doing it, you know?
You don't look a day over 34.
Oh, wow. Thanks. I appreciate that,
man.
You're welcome. What do you... You want to borrow money or something? Or are you softening
me
up?
I'm eyeballing that 20 on the table right there. I was hoping that was a tip for the band.
No, that's my baby mama money. You
know what I mean? Okay.
Oh, that's the kids' diapers and shit, you know, whatever.
Okay, you need some Pampers. That's good. Do you have kids?
No, I don't actually. Do you?
Okay. Yeah, I have one 11-year-old.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I know. I got a late start.
You got a late start.
People think I'm his grandfather sometimes.
Really?
Or one of those new breed of mannies.
How is it raising a kid at an older age? I mean, it's, you had your... But let's see, if he's 11, then you had him when you were 40 then, right?
Right. So it's good. I think that I'm glad I waited because I don't think I would have been as good a father when I was younger. And it's pretty much the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Really?
Yeah.
I hear he's that awesome. From people that he's have awesome. Kids. I don't ever hear somebody...
Yeah, it's a cliche, but it's the shit. It really is. It's
I do hear some people complain, like they're like, you know, I just had a kid. I had to give up all this. I don't hear people complain about that.
Well, you have to be ready to not be selfish. You have to be ready to not be the most important thing.
Mm-hmm. Hey, is Joe giving you a good talking to?
Yeah, he is. Is your mic on? Is the red light on in your box? Let's check your box.
That sounds unclean.
Show us your box, man. We want into your box right now.
My box is on. But
there you go. All right.
My guitar amps.
Hell yeah.
My box is on.
Right.
Hey, oh, yeah.
Is your vagina red and swollen
at
the moment?
I'd like to take the opportunity to have our amazing bass player tell a few jokes.
All right.
You want a joke.
Some Joe Dean jokes.
What category?
Dirty.
All right. Let's see.
Here we go.
An Eskimo is on his way into town and his snowmobile breaks down.
Uh-huh.
So he pushes it to the mechanic and the mechanic says, give me about an hour. I'll look it over. So he goes to the supermarket, the Eskimo does, and he buys some frozen fish sticks and some meat pies. And he gets a vanilla ice cream cone to give himself a little treat. And he's eating that as he walks back to the mechanic, just finishing it up. Mechanic's looking at his snowmobile, and he looks up at him. He goes, well, it looks like he blew a seal. And he goes, no, it's vanilla ice cream, as he wipes his chin.
I like that one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I have not heard that one before.
That's a good one.
Really? You just forget it. You just forgot it.
Oh, how about the talking dog one?
Do we have time for another one?
Yeah, we do.
All okay, right. This guy's looking in the classifieds, joke. And he sees a ad for a $25 talking dog. And he's like, how could this be? How can someone sell a talking dog for $25? So he goes there. Guy says, come on in. Yeah, he's in the backyard. Go check him out. So he goes in the backyard, and there's this poor dog tied with a rope in this dirt backyard. Nothing there. And he says, are you the talking dog? And the dog says, yeah, I talk. In fact, I speak over 9 languages, Farsi. And I can do math. I can cool do advanced calculus and algebra.
He's like, yeah, hey, and what's going on, man?
I also invent stuff. I just sitting here in my mind, I invented a working engine that will run on dog shit. And the guy's like, wow. And he walks back in and he goes, you're selling that dog for $25? The guy goes, yeah, he's a fucking liar. Thank you, Ant. Thank you, Antony.
That's a good one, man.
You're welcome.
Joe's full of them.
Fuck, let's have another one. I
better
mean,
than
I
need full
pickle
of,
jar, pickle slicer. Being,
okay, pickle so this guy goes to a therapist and he says, I work at a deli and I have this uncontrollable urge to stick my penis in the pickle slicer. And the therapist says, oh my God, don't do that. We'll book some sessions. We'll work through this, okay? So the guy says, okay. He comes in the next time. First thing he says, I did it. I put my penis in the pickle slicer. And there's... says, oh my God, are you okay? And he goes, well, no, they fired me. And he goes, no, I mean, what happened with the pickle slicer? He says, oh, they fired her too.
That's a good one, man.
Yeah. All
right. Got another one?
Okay, can we play a song now?
Joe has a million jokes.
Do you guys want to play one more before we end? We got a few minutes left.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, let's
do it. You want to bust one? All right, cool.
As well.
Hell yeah.
What we do.
Hold on a second. Here, let's put this mic back.
You gotta play some musical chairs on the mics right here, real quick.
All right.
All right.
I sound like I'm kind of blowing something out.
Is it? How's it sound?
I sound like I'm kind of blowing this one out.
Oh, that's the one that I was talking on before, right? Okay.
How's this, Mike?
Hey, what's up? I honestly haven't been paying attention. What's going on?
Just check out Mike 5.
Just tell me again. Tell me again.
Mike 5, if you're going to talk, just talk on the air. Are you talking on the air?
As long as I can hear the bass, that's really the only important thing.
I was having a conversation back here, but yes.
So Nick is actually not paying attention to his job right now.
Uh-oh, you're fired.
But you know what I like about it is that he was honest about it. He's like, you know what, guys? I got to be honest. Like David Lieberhart earlier, he said, you know, I wasn't paying attention. No, but this mic right here, I don't know what number mic this is.
That's 5, right?
That's at 5?
Can you turn down some of those knobs?
I've got them all on. Let me just set the level so that they can play some songs
down
again.
Down a little bit. Sounds kind of blown out.
Buzzy.
Been blown.
That's fine.
Or
all right.
We have tons of songs. What are some other new ones?
We could do the.
This is the process that Sassafras goes through.
We have so many freaking songs. It's ridiculous. New ones, I should say. Literally have so many new ones.
How about Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto in D Major, Opus 34?
Drew, do you remember that one? I don't know if I do.
Well, that's the catch then.
What is it?
The other part, it's B, right? Wait. C.
Okay, I remember.
Cool.
Fuck. Son of a bitch. Holy shit. We're usually a lot more professional than that, but
a little loose.
It's been a while. We have a lot of new ones,
though. You drank like half of that baby bottle of vodka. So.
Yeah.
Put it
nickel in that.
All right, here we go. Another sort of dancey one. A little bluesy number for you. I could hear myself in this one.
Oh, you could?
I couldn't hear myself in that one.
Oh, okay.
Fuck it.
Well, that sounded awesome, man.
All right.
Still sounded good.
It's all over but the shouting.
Yeah, all right. I think that was a success overall, though.
Overall.
You know what I mean?
Fuck it.
We'll hear it back on playback, and I'm sure it's going to sound marvelous.
Sure.
I know all the people that are our listeners in Ethiopia are... resenting the comment that you made about the bellies, you know, but I think you want them over with the last performances.
All right.
It was good, man. Thanks for coming on the More Music
Radio.
Thank
you for having us, guys.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I'm super excited for Saturday.
Saturday's going to be fun, man.
And that fucking Belasco bullshit, dude.
Oh, man. And their policy of discrimination against the handicapped.
You know, we should sue them for not having any wheelchair ramps.
I think we should just go down there and fucking break their kneecaps.
No, you know what? We should all... go
and
down
then they
there
wouldn't be able to get
up
in their own venue because they don't.
Right,
they wouldn't have any kneecaps.
Everybody just calm like, down.
Need a wheelchair.
We should all,
chill out.
We could all show up like in wheelchairs. And
here is the voice of reason. You know,
Joe,
this is
always.
Everybody just calm down and let's go get some tacos.
he's that guy, right?
Yep.
When everybody's pissed off, he's like, "All right, listen, I've been through this before.
Very diplomatic.
You guys just fucking are being little bitches right now.
Yeah.
Okay, relax. Let's go get some tacos.
Yes, this is just like the guitar famine of 1957. And we got through that just fine.
Woo! All right, man. So you guys are actually playing tomorrow night, right?
We
if you're
are.
Listening live on Thursday, the 26th, Sassafras is playing tomorrow, Friday night at Meow Meow's. Meow, 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 meow.
In Pasadena.
That's right.
With Anesthetic Frank. And then Saturday with yours truly, the Mormons.
That's right.
Fuck ass in the Grease Patrol. I just love saying that name.
Yeah.
And I love that band.
Fat GP for the kids.
Kids of Whitney High. and David Lieberhart.
Baker. That's right, the David Lieberhart. So, Mormons, he's going to be honest with your ass. So.
Mormons, so I guess Romney's your man, huh?
No, we are. That's the thing. And I was like, you know, we're in a band called the Mormons, right? And like the Mormons are like really homophobic and like, I don't know if you know about the Mormon religion, but they got like a weird explanation for like black people and stuff.
Oh,
they're,
yeah.
They're like
yeah.
supposedly
oh, they're not allowed to be priests.
I just spent a week in Utah like a couple months ago and it was a trip, man.
We're the cool Mormons that drink and smoke and
you don't strap dogs to the top of your car.
Right. Yeah. Mitt, that's like fucking National Lampoons and shit, right? It's that one scene, fucking one of the Keish brothers or whatever was the cop.
I remember when the grandma died and they strapped her to the top of the car. Is that what you're talking about?
Oh yeah, and then dropped her off at her house in front of on the doorstep. I love that movie.
It's good.
Yeah, I mean, usually we don't really get into politics because we don't know what we're talking about.
Right.
You know, but what we do know is that we're. You know, it's and people have given us shit. They're like, "Oh, the Mormons, you guys hate gay people." It's like, no, we don't hate gay people. You know, it's just we'll make a fag joke here once in a while, but we don't hate gay people.
Right?
We're not even really fucking Mormons. Are the Beatles actual Beatles? No, it's a fucking band name.
Right?
They're not insects. They're not insects at all.
People go, "Are you guys really Mormons?" And we're fucking holding like fucking whiskey on the rocks, fucking smoking cigarettes and shit. And like, yeah, we're really Mormons. We're fucking getting fucked up.
Right. 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 just say, yeah, we're really Mormons. Go fuck yourself.
Well, let's see here. This is the time of the show that is the end of the show, and here's the song that we play. This song Good is the song that you hear at Mr. T's Bowl when it's time to go home.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, I haven't been there in a long time. Is that place still happening?
It's, you know, Arlo is still there. And although we haven't played at Mr. T's Bowl in a few years, we did play Arlo's birthday party, though. We broke our boycott
there. But they sell bands regularly, or?
Yeah. They have bands, like, every Friday or Saturday. The owner is not a really good businessman. He's just a bitter asshole kid. It's like a movie. You know, he inherited his dad's cool place, and he fucked it up. And he like refused. He's like a big like Scrooge, you know. He's like Scrooge. But this is a song every night at the end of Mr. T's Bowl when it's time to go home. It's like it tells you that you have 10 minutes to get beer.
Oh wow!
And to go to the after party.
Thank you everybody for coming. Drive safely.
Yeah, we want to thank Sassafras for coming on the More Music Radio Pod.
Thank you guys.
And playing some fucking kick ass.
Thank you and the Skid Row Studios.
All right.
Yeah.
So Jeremy and Nick.
Jeremy and Nick. And I believe that's Michael back there as well.
And Michael is back there.
Mm-hmm. And Dan and Anthony and Joe and Amy and all the awesome.
Yeah, thank you guys, man. That was really cool. I mean, we would love to have you back very soon on the More Music
and
Radio.
And we'd like to thank Joe and Esmeralda and
Tommy.
And Tommy and the boys from Anacetic Frank.
Chuck and Dan, right?
Yeah. Chuck and Dan.
From Anacetic Frank.
So call us next week at 800-893-9562. The show's over, so don't call us.
Knock,
next.
Knock.
Another thing I want to mention is, like, check
Who's
the schedule,
there?
Too.
Total asshole.
Total asshole.
Fuck you.
I love those jokes. You got some good jokes, man.
Thank you.
I made them
you
myself.
You guys should have a whole show just called Joe's Jokes.
All right. Maybe we could do a segment or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down.
When these guys are like on tour or something and you're like want to blow your brains out because there's nothing cool to do anymore.
We can sit around, tell jokes, and talk shit about Sassafras.
Yeah.
How does it feel to have a member exiting and doesn't hate your guts, Sailor?
Nah, man.
I have such enormous respect for Sailor.
Yeah.
That it would be difficult to hate him. I can try, but I don't think I can.
Do you see him as kind of like an old soul or something? He's kind of, you've been around. You got the soul.
No.
Like.
Not at all. I just look at him as a young guy who's really, really talented.
Yeah, he is.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel good.
It's true.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think you guys are great, man. And I think it's because of your tenacity and like you're just really good at what you do.
Thank you.
It's
thank
all
you.
I can
what
do,
is tenacity
dude.
Mean?
I didn't go to school. I don't fucking know math. You know, this is all I do is play guitar and sing. So.
Right.
Just remember to carry the 7. That's all you have to remember about math.
Well, cool. I wanted to mention, check the schedule on SkidRowStudios.com and listen to your favorite shows live. You go to Skid Row Studios, click on schedule. It shows you all your favorite shows like the Pina Tower, the More Music Radio Pod, the Love Bite, Sexy Time Talk,
Bad Advice, Weekly Wrap-Up, The Call Sheet with Keith Coogan. We got some new shows coming up, too, right?
Chickster, man.
Oh, and Uncle Chickster's Nest. All right. Every Saturday at 11, I love that show.
I'd like to thank Anthony for playing some kick-ass drums.
Yes, thank you, Anthony.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah, I've seen Anthony play a couple times. This is actually the second time that I've seen the new drummer of Sassafras, and I approve. I think it's very good.
He's getting into it.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna have to
he's just shy. You just gotta touch his balls, you know. Then you know.
Touch his balls. If you squeeze his balls, he'll scream.
Yeah.
And you should see him on life-size drums.
Yeah.
Hey, and thanks, Dan, for bringing in your mini kit. Man.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much.
I think it sounds pretty good.
No problem.
Yeah, the mini kit sounds good.
I'm glad you guys liked it.
How did it feel, Anthony?
You know, I play the drums. They don't play me, so I can adjust.
That is spoken from a true drummer.
Yeah, how's that for a non-opinion?
Mm-hmm. Well, cool, man. Thanks again for coming. We got a couple minutes left in the show. You guys, other than Saturday, you guys got anything coming up?
Well, like the Friday show at Meow Meows. Mm-hmm. And if you want to find out more about us, our website is down right now. But you can find us on Facebook, /Sassafras Songs. A lot of S's. And if you don't know how to spell Sassafras, you're fucked.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can Google Sassafras Los Angeles, you'll find us.
Just lean on the S for like a minute.
Yeah.
And it'll get you right there.
Yeah. It's actually, there's two S's in the middle and one S at the end.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
One at the beginning.
And it starts with an S.
One at the beginning,
we
right.
We lost one S, which left a really big S hole, which we're dealing
which
with
smells.
Right now.
But yeah, we're on Facebook and all that good shit. We got tons of shows coming up and free downloads also, and tons of new songs that are on their way.
I can't wait for Saturday, man. That's going to be so fucking fun at the Blue Star.
Hell
free
yeah.
Cheeseburgers.
Free cheeseburgers.
They got Rice Krispies. Oh, you got to try the Rice Krispies.
I'm going to fuck my diet and eat the 12 cheeseburgers.
I dare you to get as fat as I am. I know you can't do it in one night. But
I can do it in
let me take you under
night.
My folds, and then maybe I can teach you to be as fat as I am, man, you know?
Yeah.
It's going to go against your diet, though. I know you have a couple pounds that you got to lose, but
yeah.
Welcome to my nightmare. All right. Well, this has been the More Music Radio Pod. I want to thank my partner, Dan.
Yeah,
for
we did.
Making
we did.
It happen.
Mr. Dan Bootcat.
Woo! And thank Sailor and Joe and Anthony of Sassafras for coming in. I want to thank Jeremy and Nick. It's been a good show, and we'll check you on Saturday. It's going to be fun.
Yes.
Saturday right. at the Blue Star starts at 9 p.m.
Yeah. Let's say 8:30. That way people show up at
8:30, 18 and over.
Yeah, kids of Whitney High going at 9:30, so don't be late. Don't think that you could just fuck around and shit and
right.
just fucking show up whatever time.
Yeah,
you're
going to
miss out on the good shit. All right, everybody, this has been the More Music Radio Pod. Check us out next Thursday on www.skidrowstudios.com. Thanks a lot, everybody.
/donate.
Ah.
There you go.
To the Atomo podcast every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Pacific time at skidrowstudios.com.
You know, I waste all my, you know what I really, I spend the most money on? Like the one thing I really splurge on are really high-end restaurants. 4-star crazy restaurants. You know why? Because when I was in high school and I was such a spineless little pussy, and I worship like writers who really lived out there on the edge of sanity. Like that was my idea of being a badass. Like I read Harlan Ellison, man. I read fucking H.P. Lovecraft, dude. You know? And then when I got into college, I transferred that love to really fucked up musicians. I was, you know, I love Rocky Erickson and Hazel Adkins and Gigi Allen, man. And now I've transferred that exact same love and worship to 4-star chefs, because 4